Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about that which is mandatory on just leaders, meaning the obligations of a fair and just leader. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, "Certainly Allah has made me an imam for his creation. God has made me a leader for his creation and for his creatures. So, He has made it mandatory upon me to take into consideration myself, my food, my drink, and my clothing like that of the weak people of the community." This is a very important responsibility of the imam that he should, when a person becomes a leader of a community, he should look and observe the poor people, the weak people, the destitute of that nation, of that community, and he should try to live like them, not only as far as clothing is concerned, but also food and drink and, you know, in general, in living lifestyles can take it into consideration. Why? The Imam elucidates on this. He says, "So that the poor may follow me in my poverty, and the wealth of the rich does not embolden them to intimidation." Meaning, when the poor people, they see that their leader is living like them, it gives them strength and it uplifts them and it encourages them and gives them the motive to follow their imam, because they know that, they feel an affinity with him and they feel like they can follow him. At the same time, when the rich see that the leader of the nation or the leader of the community is living in a very humble and unworldly manner, they will understand that he is not a person who can be tempted by bribery and riches and these kind of things, right? And they know that they will not be able to intimidate him into being unjust for their sake by a bribe or by wealth and these kind of things. It's interesting to note that in history, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, may God have mercy upon his soul, he was such a leader. In fact, there's many stories which have been narrated regarding his simple lifestyle and the way he lived. It said that when he was exiled to Najaf, as you know that in Najaf is in Iraq, the weather there is very harsh and very hot. And in the summer, one time his son, at this time the imam, his age was also advanced and he was very old. And so his son advised him to perhaps get a air condition, right? Maybe to make it easier for him to live in such a place. But the imam asked him, stopped him from doing so and said that there are many people, poor people in Iran, who are my followers, and they're so poor and destitute that they do not have money to afford such a thing. It would be wrong for me as a leader, as their leader, right, to live and to buy such a thing and to use it and to live in such a way when they cannot, do so. These are the characteristics of the true leaders, and this is something that all leaders should follow. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at that which is mandatory on just leaders in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد